that is a very interesting vibe that we have that's going on in the studio. We are talking about that season finale of Lethal Weapon Season 2. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV. We are talking about that Lethal Weapon season finale. Oh my God.
What is going on over
I'm
there?
I was hoping to bring a little bit of body rolling because the episode was very dismal. So I wanted to bring some joy into here. Hello guys, I'm Alexis Torres. I'm going to introduce this beautiful panel I have. To my far left,
we have your man, Chaos J.
What up, what up?
I'm your girl, Pietra Elise.
And I'm Virginia Raina Dunn.
And you guys all, I'm really happy that you guys are here talking about that live chat. Give us your feels. We are in a safe space. Just let us know how you're feeling, because it's a lot.
It's a circle of trust.
It's a lot. And if you're joining us later, welcome. Put your thoughts of what's going to happen, hopefully for season 3, in the comments below. So, we have a lot to talk about. We have to talk about our Lethal AF moment, our very, very, very interesting thoughts about our ending in this episode. But besides that, what did you guys think of the episode as a whole? I'm going to let Pietra go first, because she has words. Please.
Or does she?
Grace us. Or not. That's honestly, fine, too. Like, that's also fine.
No, honestly, I'm really, like, I feel depressed. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel sad. Like, I'm not happy. I feel, I'm confused at why everything took place in this episode the way it did.
I'm confused at why stuff took place behind the scenes, but please.
We'll get to that later. But
we'll
I had already felt like in the beginning of the episode that Riggs was going to die. I didn't know he was going to die the way he did, but I'm disappointed, to say the least.
Kelly?
All right. That's a good summarization. I am disappointed as well. I'm probably more disappointed with things that didn't happen in the episode, things that happened off camera, than I am more so things that happened on camera. However, I knew something was going to happen to Riggs. I just wasn't sure what, and closer to the end, I kept just thinking explosions. Mm-hmm. And we did get some explosions. Yeah.
Yeah, we got one, but
he wasn't in that one.
The way it happened, though,
I don't know.
At the grave?
See, Garrett's a little B-I-T-C.
Mm-hmm. What?
Yeah, don't let me see Garrett on the street. Hands, bruh. Hands.
Yeah.
Virginia?
Well, you know, I mean, I think the one thing that I like about it at the grave is, like, he's now with his wife.
Mm. Oh, see.
Whoa, making it too real.
But, you know, I mean, it kind of wrapped that whole thing up. We knew something was going to happen. Like we said in News and Gossip, like, we know that something was going to happen. I thought he was going to get a happy ending with Molly. So it is very sad.
I mean,
sad.
I thought he was, too. I mean, I'm sure he's had a few. But, okay, so.
They were setting it up. Like, we thought, like, this is it. This is how they're going to end the episode. And then when Garrett showed up, we were kind of like, okay, is he going to run off with... Oh! And then we'll jump into that in a second. But I want to talk about the Murtaugh's real quick. So, it's Murtaugh's last day as a detective. He's going to be captain. And he is obviously just basking in that glory. He wants that surprise party. He wants that fondue set.
He's got to take his lactaid.
Oh, God.
He's like,
can we talk about the scene of why he thought that was a sexy move?
I love it.
It's cute.
Being married, that's how it is. You put that out there. You don't hide that stuff.
That's true.
So that's why I like them, because they always make it really real. And it's cute. I liked it.
Boys acting a fool.
Oh, come on.
No, in the best way.
Well, you're still a newlywed, though.
That's
so
true.
I think, like, I'm going on 5 years now, so I'm like, you know, the door's open in the bathroom. It's okay. It just... stuff happens.
No,
I understand.
But with that, I don't know. Like, I thought it was funny. Like, I mean, you know, I mean, she already knows. I mean, that's just one of those things. Is just when you're too literal and you just think, you just overthink. It's like, okay, cool. Like, oh, we about to have sexy time with chocolate. Oh, but wait, let me get my lactate. Like, you already know. So it's just a natural thought. And it just came out like, yeah, well, I'm going to get my lactate. So you know what's going down.
I think it's cute. I don't think anything's wrong with it. When you live with someone and you're married to someone, it's just like, there's nothing to hide. There's no more of the whole, like, I can't say this. I'm not going to say that. This isn't sexy. This is sexy. It's just like,
I just think whatever. It's funny.
Okay.
I think okay. So.
Uh-oh.
I agree to a certain extent. However, I still do believe, shout out to Dunn 101, Constance. We agree on this. She's a former co-host.
Yeah, yeah.
We agree on the importance of maintaining a mystique with your partner. So there's... ideally, things that your partner doesn't need to know ever.
Oh. Crickets.
So,
okay.
I say that to say that right. If you can help it, your partner don't need to know when you got blowout city happening.
Oh,
like, we didn't y'all was going somewhere completely different. Like, oh, you trying to keep secrets from your wife? No. I'm saying that, you know, because you like, everything should just be free. Just tell me everything. You don't want to know everything. You don't want to know that when he had chimichangas with his partners at work, that he had a massive blowout before he came home.
We said it again.
I'm just simply saying there are some things that, you know, there should be a mystique that's still maintained throughout the relationship. Especially in terms of bathroom things and some other stuff. There should be some other things that your man just don't need to know about and your woman doesn't need to know about.
All right,
it's just there.
I'm going to just take this topic and flush it because we got to go. So.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey.
I think it's just because it reminded me of my husband's jokes and it irks me. Anyway, in the best ways and in the worst ways. So obviously Murtaugh's feeling himself, but he was also contemplating a little bit, which we got a little bit later on in the episode, of how he was feeling about maybe because he had a hit on him, that maybe it was... is it worse to be a captain because he's got, you know, one step closer into the grave, or is it better to be a detective? So I was kind of with Pietro on this one. I was kind of confused because you said something about old age, which I understood. But then when Kelly and I were thinking that it was because of the fact that he's a higher rank. So maybe that's why he's closer to the grave in that aspect, which, like, I really want to know what you guys think. But at the same time, like, tell me your thoughts on that of, like, do you believe that it is... that he is a step closer to the grave in that aspect, or no?
I do. I mean, I think anytime you start, you know, you're getting more mature, you're no longer that young, you know, detective out there doing all the grunt work. Now you are just this captain that's sitting by. It's like, okay, you know, that's like another phase of your life that you're entering into. And that's what that's how I took it.
That's very logical.
I thought because right before that scene, we seen that he almost got killed.
Yes.
So I thought it was a situation where he thought that because I'm not going to be out and about out of the office, that it's a better chance that they know where I'm going to be. They can come and get me because I'm going to just be... okay. I'm one more step closer to the grave because I'm here in the office. They know where they can find me at.
Sure.
Okay. Versus being away.
Yeah.
And I kind of thought along those same lines that basically, you know, he's ducking and dodging. He's active. He's alive. And there's less risk. In a certain way.
Sure.
And, you know, with him being a captain standing still, obviously, he's going to be idle. He's not going to be ducking and dodging. And it makes him sort of a target. But I don't necessarily know if that means a target like someone's about to storm the police department. Because I highly doubt that's going to happen. Like you said, I guess, you know, moving into a different phase of your life and, I don't know, you just becoming more idle. I don't know. I still have mixed feelings on this whole captain promotion because, again, for me, him getting the promotion signaled the end of the partnership as we know it, as in being two detectives out in the streets getting it done.
Yeah, especially because we know as the Lethal Weapon movies that it was always them being detectives dealing with really big cases and just kind of doing that for 2 hours.
Right.
So it was different for us to see, oh, now he's becoming a captain, so now where does that leave Riggs? Oh, now we technically know where this leaves Riggs after this episode. But, I mean...
Going to Texas.
The end of an era.
With Molly.
Yeah.
Texas with Molly.
But... I also understand that maybe that might mean something else, which we'll get into in predictions. But for Murtaugh, he decides, I'm going to do one last case before it's completely done. And they get caught up in some family matters when it comes to the dad being a security guard or head of security, which I don't know how that happened.
He lined that up quick.
Oh, so fast. But again, we also don't know how time works in this world, too, because I feel like sometimes it's like a day or two later. Sometimes it's months later, weeks later. I have no idea. But he's doing security detail for Davenport, which we've seen before. I think it was the Christmas episode was the last time we saw him. And we find out that he's money laundering through his lawyer who works at Trish. I just love how everything's connected.
Yeah.
And how, like, his lawyer works for Trish and all this kind of crazy stuff. And I'm just like, I don't remember if they mentioned that before.
Never.
They might have, because I feel like Trish was part of that episode.
I don't feel like they ever mentioned it. I feel like they might.
Oh, go ahead.
I just feel like it was so much. That's part of the reasons why I'm aggravated, too. I just feel like this whole episode was just stuff thrown together to make sure that Riggs was done.
Well, I think it's also because we haven't figured out if they're going to get renewed. So this could be the series ending, you know. So they had to close off all of those ties in case it doesn't get renewed.
Okay, so for me, I think, one, it wasn't mentioned before, because let's remember that this is fairly a new job for Trish.
So she did just start.
While these other ties with Davenport and the lawyer and all that may have, you know, been pre-existing, her role there is fairly new. When it comes to the conclusion of the way they handled this episode, I only feel like I keep thinking, because what we know that's happening off camera and that they're still trying to make preparations for a season 3, one, Riggs, not Riggs portrayed by XYZ, but just Riggs in general, is going to continue living. He just is not going to be the same capable, able-bodied, jumping on shit Riggs that we
are. That doesn't
make
sense, though.
Yeah, how do you get shot right there and live? I don't know.
It's TV. Honestly, it would have been so much better if you got shot in the head and then he went to... He got shot in the face or something, and then, it would have been rough, but it's like, okay, when you bring the next person back, it's not like...
Oh, the whole, like, face-off, like, thing?
Oh, like, he looks a little different because he got shot in the last episode. Versus
had plastic surgery to fix
something,
his face.
Something.
Now he looks like Nicolas Cage. That's so crazy.
Something versus just, like, okay... Boom.
Well, yeah. I guess the explosion would have been better if he was, like, on fire or something.
Right, but again, I think that, granted, we don't know what was already known and understood before this episode finished wrapping. I'm just thinking, hypothetically, that Riggs is going to continue living. And granted, this looks like it should be a fatal wound for him, but it's not.
But even if he does... stay living and somebody new comes on, it's not the same.
It's not going to be the same because it's not Clayne, and Clayne is the man.
Hold on, let's save all that talk for the end.
Right.
We still gotta get through the episode.
Let's get through the episode.
I'm trying to get all of that stuff together. So obviously it all goes back to Trish's place of work. She sees something that she wasn't supposed to see, and she gets kidnapped, which we saw in the trailer from last week. But I wasn't expecting how she was kidnapped. The fact that, one, she was taking video of the conversation that was happening. She runs in a panic and leaves everything behind.
Right, yeah, I was just about to say, that was
a
straight-up
80s
white girl in the woods.
It's just because Trish is such a strong female, I figured that she would have been able to at least keep her phone on her.
At least called real quick or something, and then some.
And then interrupted her, instead of her running away. But I mean, I also understand that if it was actual real life, that maybe someone would do that. It doesn't matter who their personality is or what it is, that she panicked and literally left. But it doesn't help because we put Trish on such a pedestal that she should have been this certain way.
So you're going to think about your phone. I know. Because where are you going?
Right.
I mean, true.
And, I mean, ain't your keys in your purse?
Exactly.
I don't know where you're going.
At the same time, too, we assume that it was just Nathan there with the lawyer. There could have been one of his...
I'm assuming his goons there. Yeah, and found her.
Because in my mind, I'm thinking, like, as I'm getting videotape, I'm slipping my heels off so I can go ahead and I can slip out, and you don't hear me.
And getting videotaped to hurry up and send it before I start running so it can be sending in the process.
Yeah. But then there was the gunshot, and it's just like sheer panic. And I don't know, there was, I was outside the other day leaving, and this guy on his bike all of a sudden crossed the street and came straight at me. And in that like 2 seconds, I was panicking, thinking this guy's going to get me. I couldn't find my keys. I couldn't find my phone. I couldn't find anything. I just stood there like, what is going on? You know, and then it went away. But like in that 1 second, or 2 seconds, like I was just like,
it was like a immediate versus she's sitting there taping, knowing what's about to happen.
But then there was the gunshot, and that's when she dropped everything.
But then you pick it up.
Do you though?
Yes.
We will never know.
I was just so worried that something was going to happen to Trish. I was like, oh, no.
I feel like if they did anything to Trish in this episode, the fans would riot.
Oh, we the burn this mother down.
Yeah, it would have been bad.
Come on, Pookie, let's burn it down. Literally.
I just feel like, because Trish is such a fan favorite and for good reason, that I feel like if she actually, like, even when that one episode, I don't remember if it was season one or season two, when they like someone hit her, I was like, oh. Oh, everyone's gonna die. Like, what's happened? Just pew pew, everyone's gonna die.
She just said pew pew.
I did. Right.
Well, that's when I was like, maybe they're just killing everybody. I don't know. Like, I just couldn't figure it out.
It was a lot. It was very tension heavy, for sure. Because we also didn't get to see her at the end. It didn't really continue. We just knew that what was happening. And I was just like, I don't know. But again, I'm glad that one, Trisha's okay, even though she was stuck in that situation. She did almost die, though.
She was close. I don't even know if that's realistic, because if you were in the middle of killing somebody, hold on real quick.
Yeah.
Hello?
Like, no, that was just for us. What? That was just for us. Attention wise.
Oh gosh. Oh. I mean, you ain't never been in that position. You about to take somebody out.
No.
You about to take somebody out. Oh wait, hold on.
Hold up. Hello?
No, who's I this? Want Chipotle. I said I wanted some Chipotle.
Like, what?
Just demands all the time. I love it. But again, I'm just really glad that Trish was able to get out unscathed. Question mark? I don't know. She's a tough cookie, so I'm glad that she was okay. Another tough cookie who's a part of our AfterBuzz family is our boss, Maria Menounos. She has a cool podcast. It's called Conversations with Maria Menounos. It drops every Friday on iTunes. It features celebrity and influencer interviews along with secrets and tips on how to be better in all aspects of life, from health and wellness to career, relationships, finances, and plenty more. Let our Maria be the big sister you've always wanted. Go to iTunes, subscribe to the Conversations with Maria and Menounos podcast for free. Be sure to rate and comment, and when you do, let Maria know that it was us, the Lethal Weapon After Show, who sent you. Conversation with Maria Menounos, podcast edition. Check it out.
Check it out.
The person who is checking out is Riggs in this episode. I said it. So, one... Immediately when Pietro was like, yo, he's going to die in this episode, I was like, how do you know? And then we were hitting all the usual TV show points.
I told y'all, you need to listen to me. Well, I'll be knowing.
One.
Hashtag.
Yeah.
She be knowing.
Big flag number one. When you start having him reconnect with, like, things that are happening in his world. One, Molly and him had a cute little interaction in the beginning. He's having an emotional moment with Cahill. Like, it's just... You're hitting all those points on that end. Two, you start doing flashbacks just out of nowhere, just to really pile it in that this guy is a great guy and he went through some crap. That's also another big red flag on that end. And then as soon as we also, even though he is the main lead, I feel like we saw a lot of Riggs in this episode. It wasn't very balanced, where we kind of see like something that the kids are doing, Murtaugh's doing, maybe Bailey. It was extremely Riggs heavy, especially when his dad showed up. I was like, okay, this is where things are just about to get real crappy real quick. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so pretty much after that, the whole point of this was that dad just really wanted Garrett out of jail, and he was going to go through every single way to do it. So how did we feel about him?
And that just has to suck. Like, yeah, you're willing to kill one kid for another kid.
Yeah.
Like, I try not to play favorites with my kids, but, like, you know, choosing to kill one for another, that's just terrible.
I mean, but it also really shows, because the relationship was so crappy, and because he tried to kill him, like, Riggs tried to kill him, that, and almost successfully did it, that he was just like, I hate you, and I'm so glad I have another kid to put my focus on.
Just insane.
Oh, no, it's crazy.
I watched those scenes where he's, like, hitting him, and it is just, it's so hard to watch.
Give it up to Chase. Yes. Acting.
Yes. Chase Mangum.
He was here for the last episode, two episodes ago, and he's fantastic. You should watch him and everything. But yeah, one, all the flashbacks were awful. Two, did we feel good that now that the dad is dead? I'm just going to put that out there, because we all knew it was going to happen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Just want to make sure. I didn't know if we wanted it to
The Rock was just vicious.
Not enough. I kind of wanted him to keep going a little bit.
Same. I feel the same.
He could have gotten at least two or three more hits in.
But Murtaugh should have stopped him.
Yeah.
He should have let him get two or three more hits in.
I mean, but I see, one, that man was definitely dead. Like, brain dead, he's dead. But at the same time, I was in the middle with Murtaugh, because one, I understood why he did it, because he's like, I don't want Riggs to have to see this image of bashing his dad's face in over and over, but that also for Riggs might be helpful.
Yeah, yeah. Might be cathartic.
That's why I was like, I understand
literally
what you're doing.
Be like, okay, I'm killing you physically and I'm killing you mentally.
Yeah.
So.
No. I mean, that's why I said I'm in the middle, where I understood why Murtaugh did it, and I appreciate that on that level of trying to be a good friend for once. And then on this end where it's kind of like, he kind of deserved it.
But I didn't understand, and maybe you guys got it, but I didn't understand when the helicopter came and who were they trying to shoot?
They weren't trying to shoot anybody.
Like, what was the point in that?
He just had it. It was just a prop.
So the guy was coming to take them away.
Yeah, just
because
protective
they were doing
detail.
They were doing the switch, right?
Yeah.
And so they were going to take Garrett and the dad on the copter out of there. And so the guy had the gun just to protect them. But
to
then
make sure nobody tried to pop them from the back or any other threats.
Yeah, just protective detail.
But Riggs literally just charged.
Riggs is a boss.
That extra did not do his job.
Like, no, he did not.
Okay.
Yeah, no. That was definitely a thing of like, you have this, you're going to use it when I tell you to. I guess the director was like, and just never got around. Or it could have been, we could have actually seen it at one point. They just cut it it's on the cutting room floor. You never know. So, it's unfortunate. But yeah, it did seem a little weird, because at first I thought that he was just going to kill everybody.
Me too.
And I was like,
what's the point? I'm like, is he going to kill everybody? Oh, no, he's not killing everybody. He's standing watching.
But maybe the dad said, hold off until I say something, and then the dad was going to like let him have a beat down and then be done with it, and then them go away.
But it didn't work out for the dad.
It was just confusing. Yeah. Another confusing part for me.
Yeah, I think that they were trying to fit so much in one episode that they cut a lot of stuff that probably they filmed and we just never saw it. So that would have tied
a lot of things together.
Yes, I agree. Yeah. So I feel like when we do get the DVDs for this, there will probably be like deleted scenes or something like that that might explain better that episode in general. Because I feel like this episode could have been like an hour and a half long. Maybe.
And why
or
didn't
a two-parter?
And they could have done that. It's the last one.
Well, I was surprised that it wasn't a two-parter.
And I wonder how much they rewrote. Like, because, you know, we'd heard two episodes ago that there was this thing going on with Klain.
Yeah.
And obviously they were prepping for it because they had Murtaugh pretend to be, or it was interim captain last episode. Mm-hmm. So, you know, they knew something was going on, but it's just like, how far did they know? And how much of this episode did they rewrite to have this ending?
Correct. Yeah, it's tough.
I guess that's what we'll never know.
Yeah, and again, unless we see it in, you know, a behind the scenes
commentary.
Or a director's. Yeah, exactly. Because I would like to know. Because I feel like it was one, even last week with the whole like, oh, now he's captain or not pretending, but
interim.
Thank you. Captain, it just kind of came out of left field because we were talking about him being captain a while ago, and then we kind of just tabled it for a little bit. And then all of a sudden, Captain Avery's running for office just out of nowhere. So,
right.
I mean, again, that could have been a rewritten thing that they decided to do. But either way, obviously, he killed his dad, even with a knife square in the ribs. I don't know how you were able to move and breathe, but it's Rick. Exactly. So, you know, do you. And then we have our shining moment, which is the usual thing for right before a character death. You give them, like, their goodbyes. You give them that, like, really bubbly kind of feeling with all the rest of his castmates where he's just tying up loose ends. That was a cute little surprise party that they did for him. Molly's like, I'm waiting for you, you know.
Hurry up, babe.
And I was like, as soon as I was like, this man's gonna die somehow. I thought he was gonna get to our
car
accident.
Right, as soon as you see the call, as soon as the phone call happened, I'm like, oh, see.
Yep, I was waiting for, like, too much. Like, I didn't think Nathan, but I was thinking, like, some other goon was gonna, like, stick a bomb underneath his car, and then that's where
But then when she called, I kind of was like, wait, is something gonna happen to her?
Me too. Yeah.
And granted, I love Molly, but that would have been really interesting.
I mean, it would have sucked either way. But yeah, that would have been crazy if he was like pulling. Because I thought when he picked up the phone that he was like across the street or something or down the street, and he was like, "Oh, I got to stop somewhere first." But I thought it was like, you know, some sort of cutesy little joke, and then he was gonna like walk up to them with flowers and everything, and all of a sudden, and then dead. And he was just like, we're friends!
Watching those episodes, or the last part, I was like, oh, he's like saying goodbye to all of his crew members, too. Because you know, at that point, there was already something going on.
Yeah. And he was, and when he said, like, I love you and that nothing will change kind of thing, it was like also saying to the fans, like, if things go south, just know that I love you and I really appreciated the time that we had together. And it was just like, oof.
But then...
We get him standing. Oh, really?
But I like that, though.
Because they read the whole script, so he knows how it's going to end. Right. So that's his goodbye to everybody.
I don't know. It's their goodbye that they want him to have to everybody.
Like, okay, can we talk about now?
Okay, hold on. So obviously we get him standing up because we see Garrett, and of course we're like, because Garrett ran off just out of nowhere. Punk. And then he showed up because you killed his daddy and shot Riggs just square in the gut, like right in the solar plex, just right there. And he's bleeding out pretty quickly. And we get the call and we fade to black. And that's it. That's how the season ends. Holy moly.
Bullshiggity.
Okay. So let's go ahead and just talk about it. Go for it.
So for news and gossip, this is obviously the big gossip. Are we going to have the...
Yeah, hit that button.
AfterBuzz TV News.
Go for it.
All right, so as everybody knows, Clayne Crawford has been fired, and now we're just wondering what is going to happen.
Is that what it says in the article? That he was fired?
Yeah, he was fired. They're actively recasting him. They have had several people that they've asked if they want to fill this role. Nobody has confirmed yet. But also, what's interesting is upfronts are next week, and so they are going to be trying to figure out what is going on, who they're going to put in this role. So that's why they're scrambling, is because by Monday, they want to know who is going to be in this role. And the other thing that's interesting is because Fox 21st Century Fox is being bought by Disney, now they have no new content, and this is actually produced by the WB. So this is like one of their only, well, not only, but this is like one of their top shows, so they really want to figure out what is going on. It is the number one show in its time slot. So all of this is why they're trying to put the pressure on finding somebody ASAP.
I mean, you know, you could have just kept Clayne and you wouldn't have had that pressure,
but obviously there was an issue.
So for those of us, me, and I'm sure other people out there that do not know what upfronts are, could you please explain what are upfronts?
So that's where they kind of give the whole, like, what's going to happen next season. That's where they get all the advertising. Yep. All the big dollars are coming in. So that's why they want to have who is going to be leading this series for season three with everybody.
Leading, not just...
Like, this is literally your main cast, like, period.
And everybody is still signed on until the end of June, so...
So I was like, I don't understand.
And why didn't they just let it... Until the... June is right there.
I don't know, but they, I mean, obviously something big happened that we don't know, that they had to have made this decision because it's a number one show in its time slot. Like, why would they
guess what? We need explanation.
But nobody's talking on set. You saw what they said. Like, Keisha said, like, this is our family. We don't talk about it. Like, nobody is talking. We might hear something later, but...
I'm going to hit Keisha up on the DMs.
You're going to slide right in there?
I got Keisha on the DMs. Respectfully. Because she is a married woman. I'm going to just be like, hey, what's up, girl? talk to me.
Just like that?
Yeah, just like that. Or I might just hit Jonathan.
But honestly, I do think it'll say a lot about the writers and directors if they don't give an explanation and just, you know, cast somebody and move on. Because
honestly,
a super fan show and people do care about what's going on. So I do think they should respect us enough to say what's going on.
But maybe they don't have that option. Like, who knows? They might not be able to say anything. We don't know. But I do know, like, as a fan myself, I think the writers are amazing. The rest of the cast is amazing. I don't want to boycott this show because of this one issue.
No, I'm out.
You're done?
No, not really. I'm just being dramatic.
And I'm not going anywhere. And I agree with what Virginia said. I agree. I feel like it's not fair to the entire crew and cast who've worked really hard for the past two seasons to do this. We're all good friends with the cast here because we've had Jonathan, we've had Chase, we've had Keisha, we've had
Michelle.
Yeah, we've had everybody on here.
We've had Dante.
Yeah, Dante's awesome. And so, like, you know, it sucks because the one thing you don't want to do is to, obviously, it's not about just one person. It's about an entire group of people. All these people have jobs. They all have families and mouths to feed. Like, it's
a
thing.
That's true.
You know, you can't be sitting there, you know, taking your feelings out on this one person or the studio altogether when really whether we know what exactly happened with Clayton, it's not their fault.
And
maybe.
We
don't know.
Right. And I was going to just hold on real quick. I was going to say this too, is that granted, you and I both agree that it was dumb for them to fire him right before Upfront. However, because of the other issues and because of things that we aren't privy to, that might have been a risk for potential investors.
No, I agree.
So they might have said, no, we got to make this change because we don't want anyone saying, well, we heard there's some instability on the show with some of your castmates, and we don't know if we want to go ahead and give you this $10 million that you want or whatever the numbers are. So that could have been another reason why they're like, okay, quick, we got to move, we got to make some changes and put a facelift on this issue that we have so that we can get this Upfront money, so that we can get that season 3.
Well, I'm confused.
I'm not okay with it, but
I mean, a few weeks ago, didn't he just post an apology?
But it might not
was
been
that before
everybody
or
is
after.
Sensitive.
No, but I'm just trying to see if it was before or after him knowing.
I think it was before they didn't announce the decision. I think it was before, and they were still teeter tottering, and they were trying to figure out what to do, and then they were just like, "No, we're done."
Yeah, because, I mean, because we've already wrapped, you know, the cast and crew had already wrapped at this point when all this stuff started coming out. I mean, the video that he took on his Instagram looked like he was up in the cabin back home. He's completely shaved and clean. Like, it just...
Oh, wait, what?
Yeah.
You didn't see that?
Oh,
yeah, he didn't have his mustache. Oh, yeah, he didn't have his mustache on. He was out in the woods somewhere.
Yeah,
a lot of people didn't recognize him.
He don't have a mustache?
Oh, no.
I think he was in Tennessee because somebody said, oh, you're Memphis.
I'll show you after the show. But yeah, when he did his apology
video. Oh, well, he's done then. Done.
I mean, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, that Clayton is probably one of those dudes that legit could just not shave for a week and he'd be right back stashed up.
He does look like that.
Yeah. I mean, we don't know.
It's so sad, y'all. Like, I'm sad.
I'm not gonna lie. I am too.
I'm really like
it's tough. We've had two seasons, 2 years of this guy.
I've seen Clayton in a few other things and I didn't really pay that much attention, but like, I'm all like, ugh.
He was
like,
a part of our show.
He embodied Riggs to me.
Exactly. Nobody would be able to fill his place.
Yeah.
Like,
unless it's Mel Gibson's coming back.
I just don't see it happening. I don't see like anyone else being able to take his place in a way that he has. Like, because people have already fallen in love with him, so it's not going to be the same.
Although, I'll say this. We always have, well, and I shouldn't say we, but a lot of people always have feels when we get ready to go through a new Bond.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody loved Pierce Brosnan as James Bond. He wasn't bad. Well, not everybody.
I don't know about that.
But a lot of people like Pierce Brosnan. He wasn't my personal favorite Bond, but whatever. He's cool. And then we, you know, it was like, what's this Daniel Craig guy going to do?
Yes, please.
I don't know. And then Daniel Craig marked it.
Yeah.
So I'll say this. There's a strong possibility that if we get a season 3 and we get a new Riggs, that Riggs is going to mark it.
I mean, yeah. I mean, he has, but he does have big shoes.
By that mean, you know, the actor.
Yeah.
They're definitely gonna have I'm like a hard time. I think
I'm
the first.
To be positive, girl.
I'm not sold
Come
on it.
On,
I don't
know.
Like, I'm like.
I know the fans are. The fans have been very upset all day.
Oh!
Do we have an update?
Well, not an update as in that, but we have an update about Riggs. That mustache was not real.
That's what I thought you just said.
Well, no, I said that he doesn't have a mustache, but I didn't think that like that mustache because I thought it looked fake.
No,
in this episode.
When you said that, I assumed like, oh, it's a
that first season looked like it was real, so I assumed as we continue that it was until this episode where I was like, man, that mustache does not look good.
Speaking of a mustache, you remember when Murtaugh was like, you know, lift up the mustache?
Oh, so funny! I feel like he did that on purpose.
Say, I
knew it wasn't real.
Say, I love you.
I'm just happy for him because that is a dirty stash. To have to rock 24/7.
Isn't it?
Dirty stash.
Isn't it?
Oh, that didn't do nothing for you? No. not even a little bit.
That's when I saw the clean shaven one. I was like, all right.
Yeah, I was so confused. I was like, who is this
person?
Okay,
let me go see.
Okay, yeah. So we do need to make some predictions.
Yes, we should. If we do get a season 3, we should just jump into it. I know it's rough, but if you don't want to think of Riggs, at least think about the Murtaughs, maybe Bailey. You know,
that's
I would like
I'm
to see
at.
More
that's
of her.
At.
You
that's
know,
where I'm at.
Yeah, Bowman.
The B team is coming.
I'm gonna need the B team to be the new A team.
I mean, hey, I'm down for that. While you guys think of predictions, don't forget, guys, to go check us out on iTunes. It's on the app. Look up Lethal Weapon After Show on iTunes. We have 5 stars, 4 stars, because the other stars do not work. And you need to let us know what you guys think of season 2 as a whole. And definitely, when season 3 comes back, hopefully, we want to know what you guys think and what you guys would really want for the new season. So, who has predictions? At least for our other characters, since Riggs is MIA slash.
Why you look at me?
Because okay. you're the queen. Queen of predictions.
I am.
You
queen
be
of
knowing. That's
I
what
do.
You said.
I really
I
do.
Be knowing.
I've been right every.
She
every
has
time.
Every episode.
Every time.
I'm not fighting.
Okay, yeah. So predictions. Rihanna's going to college.
Oh yeah. Oh man, that's gonna be crazy.
The brothers graduating college.
Well, community college.
Yeah, well, yeah. And then the baby, we'll finally see her walking.
Baby was not in this episode.
Ever. Is the baby still even there?
Baby on baby vacation.
Yeah, no duh.
I don't think Murtaugh would keep his position as captain.
Ooh. Why you take that from me, girl? I was going to say the same thing.
Oh, very bold predictions for you, too.
I don't think he's going to keep it because he's starting to see what it will entitle, and I don't think he'll be able to keep it.
Interesting.
And I don't, even with Trish, I think she may have a change of heart in her field because of what's happened to them, for how dramatic things have gotten. People are in your house trying to kill you, and you have kids.
And it's happened multiple times,
And like, she literally... I have a husband and kids. Mm-hmm. So at this point, it's just like they're going to start to reevaluate things and we're going to see a turn in that. And I'm just going to leave the whole Riggs situation alone.
Yeah, let's just leave that in the wind for now because we don't know. That's a lot to handle. So.
My turn?
Yeah.
Okay. Well. Real quick. I'm still salty about the Riggs. No, I agree. I do not think that Murtaugh is going to stay in the captain position. I think he's going to be bored. And that's what it's going to boil down to for me anyways. I just think he's going to be bored. He's going to miss the action. And he's not going to feel as needed and as productive as he would, you know, being out in the field, being captain.
Sure.
I don't necessarily agree with the Trish thing, but you could be right. I think Trish is going to keep doing her thug thizzle. Or maybe she'll go into practice for herself. But I definitely think she's not about to give up those coins. Not yet.
She's so educated. She could do anything.
Correct.
She could. Hence, open up her own practice.
Yep, that was going to be my prediction coins. For Trish.
Oh, guess what? Bailey's going to be partner.
Oh, that's your prediction too?
Nice.
Yeah, I think so. I can see her. I can see her. I can see that happening. Ooh. Her and then someone else.
Get it, Michelle. Especially the way she was handling that hardware the other episode.
I know.
Spending in cars, shooting people in the face.
And this is why I think that he is going to like being captain. Are you kidding? He could order a Ferrari. Like, he is loving it. He can get some action when he
not
needs it.
Not saying that he's not going to do it, but I don't think he's going to keep
it. Up. Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think that we might get some new duo in here so that fans won't be so upset about Riggs being gone. I do think he's gone, though. I think they're going to figure out some new blasphemy dynamic.
Yeah, I think he's going to.
And I think, yeah, that's the only thing I really think right now. There's going to be some new dynamic.
I would honestly appreciate that a little bit better than trying to wrap my head around accepting a new Riggs. Mm-hmm. Don't get any Riggs.
That's
bury him. Or you know, put him in the hospital and send him to Texas with, you know, with Molly. And yeah, let's just get a whole new dynamic going.
The sad thing about that, though, is that we won't get a new Chase, like any new episodes for Chase. I was thinking about this, and I was like,
oh no,
yeah, that kills everything.
Oh, but that's okay. They could always switch
and Molly,
his look up
too.
They could switch his look up though. They could switch Chase's look up and make him another character.
Nah, they can't do that.
They do it in American Horror Story all the time.
That's different, though. That's like sci-fi and stuff. Mm. This is drama. And, like, you can't even... I mean, he was science fiction as a whole, but I don't think that it'll work out. But it's okay. Chase is always doing big things. He'll be fine.
He is. He's got a movie coming out this summer, too. Plug. Zombies. Pretty racist.
Racist zombies.
It was actually, yeah, it's like white racist zombies is what it was. With Wayne Brady. Plug.
Anyway, I can't believe that this is the last episode of season two. It's hopefully not a series finale. But it's
to say goodbye.
It was hard to say goodbye, especially for Riggs, too. I don't even know how to end this. I'm, like, getting emotional a little bit. You guys, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us for season two. Follow all these beautiful people on the internet, because they're all doing great things all the time.
Just part-time for me.
Well,
all right. I'm joking.
Where can these awesome Lethal Weapon fans find you, Chaos J?
You can find me on Twitter, Chaos J, KAAOSJ, and you can always find me on Instagram, Chaos_Oceans31, because I'm giving you 31 flavors of waviness.
Yep, you can find me in the back, post it up. I'm just kidding. You can find me at Pietralise TV on everything. You know where to find me.
Everything.
And you guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Virginia Reyna.
And you guys can find me all over social media at ATORS890. Everyone. Guys, gals, and non-binary pals, thank you so much for hanging out with us for this season. We will hopefully see you guys for season three. If not, definitely keep up with us because we love you guys
for
and
sure.
We love the show. Have a wonderful rest of your week. Mwah. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.